to listen to the Left Traffic Podcast.
What is up, Left Traffic Nation? Welcome to episode 225 of the Left Traffic Podcast. I am your host, the Professor Brandon Crowd. This week's show is once again brought to you by Manscaped. Get to that in just a minute. Man, hope you all had a fantastic weekend. Week three of the 2021 NASCAR season in the books. And our first intermediate track is now in the books. And we'll get to what that means here in just a little bit. But man, can you believe where we are at? 3 weeks, three different tracks, three different winners. I couldn't imagine the parlay payout had you picked these three winners for the first three races. But like I said, more on that in a bit. What'd you guys do this weekend? Friday night, Lindsay and I chilled, played some video games in the basement. She's been dying to get the hell out of the house for a little bit. So spur of the moment, we got up Saturday, went to one of our favorite quick little overnight getaways, drove out to Frankenmuth, Michigan on Saturday night. So any of you Michiganders, you definitely know about Frankenmuth and went up there for the night. And the cool part is we ran into some friends. And here's the cool part. So the couple that we ran into, we met on our honeymoon in Aruba at a pool swim-up bar and have become best friends with those guys. They live 15 minutes from us, had never met them before Aruba, and almost 10 years in the books now with these guys. And literally we're walking down the street in Frankenmuth, and Lindsay was like, oh my God. And I'm oblivious to everything, as you guys know. I probably had my phone in my hand and all that, and sure enough, there they were. So that turned into dinner, drinks, and a great night, and got back home Sunday in time, Lap Traffic Nation, for me to put on one of the most incredible things I have ever smoked on the smoker. I smoked an apple filled stuffing bacon wrapped pork loin. Oh my God, was this thing amazing. And to seal the deal, when it was done on the smoker, I put a little brown sugar on it, stuck it in the oven at 500 for about 10 minutes to crispen up the bacon, caramelize that up a little bit. Oh, my, I put some pictures out there of this thing on social media. It was phenomenal, let me tell you. I'm talking to you, Sherwin, Rusty, Woody Kane. You guys got to go try this thing. It's great. All right. Well, Lap Traffic, I hope you guys enjoyed last week's Tuesday show, last week's bonus show. Last week, Tuesday, Corey LaJoy, Quinn Hoff on the show. Friday's bonus show, Landon Castle, David Schildhouse, and the legendary Kim Kuhn. Yes, if you haven't checked out Friday's bonus show, you're not behind on anything, because the Carnomaly 500 is tomorrow night, Wednesday, the big event on Twitch, and Kyle Busch is now in the field. So make sure you guys tune into Twitch tomorrow night for the big event. Tune into the Lap Traffic Podcast on Friday for a bonus show with the winner of the event. I mean, this guy's gone through the gauntlet. He has survived over 3 weeks, or whoever it will be, has survived over 3 weeks, 488, down to the lonesome guy who takes the checkered flag. Whoever wins, along with Landon and Parker, will be on. And there's a couple extra surprises planned along the way. I'm going to tease that. That's exciting. I cannot wait to wrap up this three-week event that's been so much fun to do this with E-Racer, Landon Castle, Parker Klickerman. It's been a blast. And then the following week, going to start the bi-monthly bonus shows with Dustin Albino from Jayski. So much content to kick off this season. It's been busy. It's been challenging, but it has been so much fun. By the downloads, you guys are enjoying all the extra content. So I truly hope that you guys are. Can't wait to keep things going. So, all right. I'm going to do a little read here. Lap Traffic Nation, get to manscaped.com. Have you checked out the lawnmower 3.0? Have you checked out the deodorant? Have you checked out the toner, the crop mops, the boxers, the underwear, all that stuff? I'm telling you guys, you are doing yourself a disservice if you have not gotten to manscaped.com. And there's still time. There's one more week to where you can get 20% off your order and free shipping on whatever you get. And rumor has it, there's even some already discounts on the website. The code still works on top of all that. So you guys can go get great deals. Go to manscaped.com. Use code LAPPED, L-A-P-P-E-D. Get 20% off, free shipping, all that good stuff. Let me know what you think. Okay, now, what's coming up on the show tonight? I kept it under wraps, but I am so excited because in just a second, Daytona 500 winner Michael McDowell is back on Lap Traffic to talk about that epic, that historic night on February 14th. I'm very excited. I got your recaps of the Homestead racing this weekend, social media shout outs. I've got Aaron Studwell with the weather for Vegas, Lucky Dog Lap Downs. And would you believe Brian Newdorf, of all people, had week high for the Lap Traffic Fantasy League? So he'll be on to make his picks. So, all right. What do you say we get things rolling? Let's get Mr. Michael McDowell back on the show. All right, Lap Traffic Nation, joining me on the line. He's the driver of the 34 Loves Ford with Front Row Motorsports, and he is the winner of the 2021 Daytona 500. It's Michael McDowell. What's up, man? Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me on. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm good, man. I'm excited to get to talk to you again. I know you were just on a couple weeks ago, but the listeners were like, man, it was so cool. McDowell was on just before the 500, and I'm like, I got to get him back on. So I'm so excited to get to talk to you. I know the listeners are going to love this. Are you still on Cloud 9?
Yeah, I think that, you know, yes, it doesn't really go away. You know, it's obviously this week with a lot of interviews, you get to relive that moment again. And so, yeah, it's, you know, it's still amazing, but you also still have a job to do, right? And so you got to prepare and get ready, you know, for Homestead this week. And so you can't soak it all in and stay in it too long because you got to go to work.
Absolutely. Have you taken the ring and watch off?
Yes, I do. You know, I mean, I'm nervous to death that I'm going to scratch it or lose it, you know, but I got it on right now. You know, I've been doing interviews all day, and so people like to see it and talk about it. But it's going to be hard for me not to just put this in a nice box and lock it in my safe.
Right? Absolutely, man. Have you found the spot for the trophy, like on the mantle, like front and center?
You know, I had it in the center of the our formal dining room, you know, the table that nobody ever uses. But I got you know, I brought it to the shop here, and it's been kind of traveling with me as I go. So it's been riding with me.
Now, like, do they get, like, for the team members and all that, like, do they get, like, a little mini replica or anything like that for that trophy?
Well, that's what we're working on. Yeah, I think that there's some options for some smaller replicas. So we've been getting all that, you know, put together and seeing what it looks like. But yeah, I think we'll be able to offer that to all the employees here and try to do something cool.
That's so cool, man. All right. So walk us through that day for you. You know, we go through pre-race ceremonies. We get a couple laps in, rain delay, go back racing. You know, what'd you do during the rain delay? Did you think we were going back racing Sunday night?
Yeah, so you know, the rain delays are always a little bit tricky because, you know, you just don't know, you know, are you going to race tonight? Are you going to race in the morning? NASCAR doesn't really tell you what the window is of, hey, we got to be racing by this time. So you kind of stay in that suspense mode, and you just want to make sure that you're not, you know, you're not losing focus and, you know, checking out, because you just never know when they're going to call you back to your cars. I mean, they're able to drive the track so fast now, you just kind of got to be ready. And we had a little bit of damage from that first accident. And so we were coming up with a plan of how we were going to fix that during that rain delay and what we needed to do and how we needed to execute it. So, you know, it was pretty busy during that time. And like I said, I try not to, you know, to lose too much focus during that time, but it didn't look very promising that we would go back racing on Sunday night. You know, just the weather, it didn't look like it was even a possibility, but you know, it cleared up and we were able to go back racing. And you know, I think that for most of us, like, just not having another day or another night, sleep on it, get up and do it all over again, you know, there's so much hype and so much pressure, you know, preparation that goes into it. It's nice to to get it all done.
Absolutely. You know, and I was talking about it on the show from a fan perspective, you know, even though it went late into Sunday night, I'd have to imagine more people would stick around late on Sunday that were there at the track than to stay through Monday. More people would have stayed up late on Sunday to watch than would have been able to at 11 or 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Monday. You know, I was glad they got it in, and it's, you know, it's, it sounds like that's the general consensus of, you know, drivers, competitors, and everybody that was at the track and all that too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you always want to, you know, the race just to go off without a hitch. And you know, for our fans, I mean, the worst thing is rain, right? I mean, it's just, there's just nothing that we can do about it. And so it's, you know, it's always the TV and the fans in the stands, and it's just, oh man, not rain again, you know? So, but we have incredible fans, and they stick it out, and so many people, you know, they just do it, and they just love being there. And so it's amazing how dedicated our fans are.
Absolutely. All right, man. So like I said, you know, you were on just a couple weeks ago, and you and I were talking about the success that you've had at Daytona. We talked about the success that you had last year at the road course. And we talked about, man, if you could just get off to a good start with these first couple races, that could really, you know, set and give you some good momentum. Well, dude, here you are with a Daytona 500 win, top 10 at the road course, heading to Homestead, which is a pretty good track for you as well. I mean, I'm sure you didn't think that you maybe were going to have a 500 win, but man, here you are with it. Talk about just how much more that's going to help the team and the momentum going forward.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. I mean, like you say, you know, we do feel like when we go down to Daytona that we have a, you know, an opportunity to have a great run and be in contention. But so does, you know, 39 other cars. So, you know, everything has to go just right and just perfect for you, you know, to come away with the Daytona 500 win. So, you know, it's been so rewarding and just an awesome experience to take in as a team. And it does so much for us, like you were talking about. You know, I mean, it locks us into the playoffs. It, you know, it gives us great exposure for our partners, Love Travel Stops, and you know, for weeks to come with freight auctions, and you know, all of our partners. That it's, you know, there's a lot of value in that, and so that helps us moving forward and onto, you know, many years to come. And you know, it gets you in the all-star race, and it gets you in the Clash, and it, you know, there's so many things that come with it that really, you know, help our team not only, you know, be sustainable in the sport, but make improvements and continue to grow and be faster and better and be able to contend.
Absolutely. All right. So I know you mentioned you've, I can only imagine the number of interviews that you've done over the last week and a half or so. Do the questions, do they get boring to have to answer a lot of the same ones over again, or because it was a 500 win, you'll talk about it all day long?
Yeah, no, it doesn't get boring. You know, I think that, and usually you have enough going on that it's not exactly the same, you know, as you go through the day. I mean, you get some of the, you know, similar questions, but usually there's enough, you know, variety in there that you don't feel like you're just doing the same thing over and over again. But, you know, more than anything is just, I mean, what a cool opportunity that we have as a, you know, as an organization and a team to, you know, tell our story of perseverance and fight and grit and what we've been able to accomplish. And so, you know, I don't mind. I think it's a, like I said, incredible opportunity. And even though it's been back to back minute for minute, it's still, you know, an awesome thing to be a part of.
Absolutely, man. All right. So you mentioned the playoffs there. And here's the thing when I pulled up the playoff schedule just to refresh myself when I was writing down some questions for you, man, the playoffs kind of fit into your wheelhouse too, man. And now that that's basically a lock, that's got to be pretty exciting to think, man, if I could get past the first round, man, we're going to Talladega. We got the Roval. You got a chance to make some noise, man.
Yes, we do. And like you said, that is exciting. I mean, when you look at it, we know it's an uphill battle to advance, and we're going up against the very best. But we've also been making great gains as an organization, and we have strong tracks in there. So we know it's tough. Like I said, I'm not telling you, hey, man, we're going to go contend to win this championship.
Right.
But I do feel like there is a chance that we will be you know, in that mix, especially for that first round, and be able to, you know, to do a good job and potentially move on to the next round. So, but, you know, we're just trying not to get too far ahead of ourselves, knowing that, you know, it's a long season and we have a lot of races in front of us before we even have to, you know, start to navigate all that. And so we're just going to, you know, put the best car on track that we can and race our guts out and see what happens.
Absolutely. But, you know, and the one thing to just kind of piggyback off with the playoffs and all that, and try not to get too far ahead of yourself. But the one thing I would have to imagine, and correct me if I'm wrong, but from a ownership perspective, like Front Row, to now know you're going to get represented in the playoffs, your sponsors are going to get a ton more recognition, TV time and all that, because throughout the entire year, we're always talking about the Daytona 500 winner. You know, so that's got to just help the sponsors' reassurance and maybe even bring in new sponsors. Like, hey, you know what? A powerhouse team isn't always going to win every race. So is that something that you can build on going forward with new relationships, new partners, and, you know, just the strength of your 500 win a little bit more uniquely than, you know, another, you know, say, you know, Hendrick or SHR or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that, you know, it does so much for our organization and for our partners. And, you know, fortunately for us, you know, we are in a unique situation of being a smaller team. And yeah, there's no doubt that our price range is different than, you know, a Hendrix or a Gibbs or somewhere like that. So it gives us an incredible opportunity to capitalize on the momentum that we have and the story that we can tell and the performance that we've had, to, you know, go put ourselves in a even better position and to, you know, progress the team and to make, you know, some gains. And so, yeah, I do think that this could be one of those opportunities that kind of changes, you know, how our future looks at Front Row Motorsports.
That's awesome, man. I'm so happy for you. It's so exciting to kind of watch your journey and all that. It's been a blast. Man, tell everybody where they can follow you at on social media, sponsors, plugs, team, all that good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we're on all the platforms, you know, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, and it's McDriver. So not too hard. You'll be able to find us. I think it probably says Daytona 500 champion underneath it now, too. So, and then frontrowmotorsports.com. And obviously, we would love everybody to support Love's Travel Stops and stop in and make sure they fuel up.
Awesome, man. Lap Traffic Nation, huge thanks to Michael McDowell for calling back into the show to help keep that 500 celebration going. Good luck this weekend. Good luck with the rest of the season, man. Look forward to talking to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, great to catch back up with Michael McDowell. How fun was that? Daytona 500 winner on the Lap Traffic podcast. That's a first there, everybody. And that's pretty special. I'm very excited about that. So, all right. I'm sure we'll get Michael back on at some point throughout the season. I mean, he's kicking ass, so I'm pretty sure that that's going to happen. All right, let's get to some racing from this past weekend. No trucks to talk about, but that's all right because we're going to have trucks to talk about next week. Trucks, Friday night, 9 o'clock. Something about that just tells me that's going to be a good time this Friday. I cannot wait. All right, let's talk a little Xfinity here. Myatt Snyder. Wow. That's pretty cool. You know, another Xfinity race where some of our notables finished at the back of the pack. Obviously, Riddick, you know, and you know, he cup ride now, all that good stuff. Down there in Xfinity had that penalty. Made up for that on Sunday. We'll get to that. Burton had issues. Allgaier had issues. Last week's winner had issues. Noah Gregson, a heavy favorite in Lap Traffic Fantasy, got caught up in that little altercation there. He had some issues. Cindric was up there, not as dominant. So what happens when you have these favorites that are normally picking up your top fives, top tens, and they all have issues? Well, that opens the door for guys like Daniel Hemric, Brandon Jones, Jeb Burton to step up, get top fives. You know, it opens the door for Brett Moffitt, Ryan Sieg, Jeremy Clements to get top tens. You know, and that's not to say that Brandon Jones isn't capable, Daniel Hemric isn't capable, but we aren't seeing it as consistent from those guys like we have with Gregson, Allgaier, Cindric. You know, so I'm excited, you know. Xfinity Series, not as surprising as the Cup Series with three wins from some expected, drivers out there. But I'd say we got two out of three races so far in the Xfinity Series, depending on how you look at it. Obviously, Greg Cindric picking up the 500 win, picking up right where he left off from last year. You know, that was expected, but it was Daytona, so anybody could have won that. And then we look at the road course last week. With Ty Gibbs, that obviously unexpected. And Myatt Snyder, Myatt's had an interesting NASCAR career, drove trucks, had a couple part-time rides, drove in the NASCAR Euro Series, and now back, racing in the Xfinity Series, picked up this win, so to have that streakiness, and to be able to get in the car, and have a dominant second half, he finished P2 in stage, P2 in stage two, and to pick up the win. I mean, dude hasn't skipped a beat, and to go from driving trucks intermittently, overseas intermittently, and back, to do all that and to go out there and compete, that's a testament, I truly feel, to his driving capabilities and all that good stuff. So I am curious to see who's got Lady Luck on their side Saturday afternoon. I'm going back and forth. I want to just talk about this tangent for a second here. Saturday 4:30 has been so hit or miss for me because, obviously we all got stuff to do, right? So it's like, all right. But 4:30 has been interesting because there have been times where that time has fit in so perfectly, and there's been times where that has just been so inconvenient. And I get that's East Coast, but the Xfinity starts have definitely been a little later than normal. At least it feels that way, and I am so torn on how I feel about that. All right, let's talk about the Cup Series real quick here. William Byron picking up his first win on the season. I'm sure you guys heard it on the audio after the race that he is not done going to Victory Lane this year, and I probably going to agree with that statement there, so we'll get to that in a second. Shout out Chris Buescher picking up stage two win points, all that good stuff, a top 20 finish, slipped back in the pack later in the race, showed early speed though, which I think that's incredible. I hope we get to see more of that from him this year, because I tell you what, I don't think you could tell me Chris Buescher was going to pick up a stage win this early in the year. I probably wouldn't have even said Chris Buescher was going to pick up a stage win in the season. So I think that's fantastic. And that is a testament. I think some of these teams found some resources, found some tricks to, I'm not going to say even the playing field, but have a more competitive showing. I think that's a fair statement to make. Chris Buescher going out and passing on the he didn't stay out there, everyone else short pitting, and just picked up a stage win. No. Chris Buescher was out there racing, earned, hardcore on the track that stage win. And I think that's something that everybody, needs to remember there. That wasn't a by default. That was a out there and earned stage win, and out there racing competitively, which is fantastic. After a disqualified attempt on Saturday, Tyler Reddick comes back with a vengeance, with a top two finish, makes a bid at this thing. And I have been saying for a while, you guys have known I've been saying this for a while, Reddick is the guy that RCR is going to be able to rebuild behind. And it also helps. I know Austin Dillon takes a lot of heat out there on social media. The nepotism thing there, right, is strong. The same thing that Ty Gibbs faced last week with his win. And I understand all of that. But, whether it's 2 years too late, whatever the case may be, Austin Dillon is improving in his finishes on the racetrack. And just to go back to Tyler Reddick for a minute there, Tyler Reddick stealing the line a little bit from Kyle Larson there, learning how to run that high line at Homestead. And that paid off for Kyle Larson and a lot of the Lab Traffic Fantasy players, as Kyle Larson picked up stage points, both stages, and a top five finish in the race. I was a little concerned. I'm like, all right, we had Daytona, we had a road course, like this is Larson's first attempt back at Homestead, where obviously, yes, he's had a lot of success at. But you know, I'm nervous to pick Kyle Larson in lap traffic fantasy, just because it's been a minute since he's been in these cars. But obviously, showing he can get the job done. So we'll see. You know, you can pick Kyle Larson as much as you want because he did not make the playoffs last year. So curious to see how many people maybe double down with Kyle Larson this week at Las Vegas. And how about Michael McDowell? How about this? NASCAR tweeted this out yesterday. It's only Michael McDowell and Kevin Harvick. Those are your only two drivers that have a top 10 in all three races so far. And it's so impressive to see that from him. You can tell, you heard him a few minutes ago, how excited he is and all that good stuff. Everything else sort of mashed out as expected. You know, I expected to see Logano and Keselowski have a little better showing. But it's only a matter of time before those guys do. Kyle Busch had some early struggles in the race, still salvaged the top 10. Chase Elliott, you know, top 15, you know, not horrible. We obviously expect more out of these guys. You know, we have our top maybe 12 to 15 that we could say should be out there getting top 10s every race. Well, if they're, you know, there's only 10 spots in the top 10. So obviously some of these guys aren't going to get out there and get it each and every week. And, there were some notables there are some unnotables that we probably didn't expect to see get a top 10 this week. I wouldn't have called Ryan Newman getting a top 10 this week. That's for sure. Michael McDowell, a pleasant surprise up there in the top 10 this week. Tyler Riddick, iffy, maybe would have had him between 8 and 12. You know, so it's great to see. I love everything about what we have gotten so far this year. That's for sure. Sunday, 3:30. Guys, listen. If you've noticed, I haven't done my normal standings recap. It's early in the season. When there's a need to talk standings, talk playoffs, I will. But in effort to reduce the time of the show, especially with all of these bonus shows and all that kind of stuff, that's one thing that's been trimmed out, if you will, from a regular appearance on the show. So there's that. That's what's going to do it for this week's On Track discussion. I did throw a question out there to you guys. Not sure if you guys all saw it. It didn't get as big of a response as I was maybe hoping for, but that may be because it's the first time I've done it this year, and we'll roll that in there. But here was my question for you guys. All right, so here was my question. 3 weeks into the series with a plate race, road course, and an intermediate track now under our belts, where are you guys at? Patrick at PatrickDron19. 3 weeks in the state of Florida. Now on to the left coast or west coast for the next 2 weeks. All right, Pat's ready to go west. I feel you, man. Let's see here. Mick at GoDucks42_Mick. I think the pandemic button has been pushed for some guys that don't have the speed to compete for wins week in, week out. Playoff spots are being filled by guys that I thought would be in the bubble but are now sitting pretty now. Mick, I feel you. Hashtag Michael McDowell. Let's see here. Jeremy at Living Room War Wagon. That's a great name. I love that. I always root for the super speedways. Why? Because if you have a car in the race, you actually have a chance to win. Hashtag NASCAR. I love it for sure. Jess at Iowa NASCAR fan. The season has had surprises, but I don't make too much of it. A super speedway, a road course, and the most unique mile and a half track. It'll get back to the normal standings this week. And don't look now, but the 4 and 11 are at the top of the points. The cream of the crop always rises to the top. Man, Jess, I love it. I love where you're going with that because I can't disagree with you as I kind of just rambled on about that. My takeaway, you've got plate racers that have earned a reputation of being good plate racers, such as Hamlin, Keselowski. And those guys can still get caught up in one, as we saw to open the season. Road courses. You've got your guys there that have earned the reputation of being able to dominate. We've got Chase, Martin Truex Jr., who are both winless to start the season. You got guys that can run the right lines at the intermediate tracks like Harvick and Kyle Busch and even Hamlin. Everyone in this list is winless. But have shown signs of brilliance this year. My takeaway, 3 winners, 3 races. We might be in the best possible position to get 17 winners by race 26. That's the key, 17 by 26. Now, while we might be the closest we've ever been as far as the level of competition is concerned, will we get it? Probably not. But it's fun to talk about. I'm excited to see who else we get as first-time winners or just different winners this year. I'm excited. And bring on Las Vegas, baby. All right, it's time for a little Lap Traffic Fantasy. Make sure you check out the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com, Facebook, The Lap Traffic Podcast, YouTube, The Lap Traffic Podcast, TikTok, Twitch, Instagram, and Twitter, at Lap Traffic PC. If you've made it this far into the show, wherever you're listening to the show, leave a review. I would greatly appreciate it. And you can listen to the show on just about any platform of where you can get podcasts. Giveaway is still out there, about 230 followers away from giving away that 124 Clint Boyer diecast along with some Lap Traffic swag. Got some new follower shout outs for you guys. Outlaw Trucker at Outlaw Trucker 16, Old School Outlaw Truck Driver. Welcome to the show, man. Nick Ottinger at Nick Ottinger, the 2020 eNASCAR champ, who is starting from the back of the pack. He put it on the pole for the Carnomaly 500. Last guy out to qualify, and he is starting dead last for a chance at an extra $15,000. And Ray Afala at Ray Afala. He is a four-time iRacing champ. He, too, will be racing tomorrow night for the granddaddy, the big prize in the Carnomaly 500. Let's see. Shirts, hoodies, mugs on the Lap Traffic store. Listen, I'm going to tell you guys this right now. The store is going to get a little facelift, if you will. We're going to update some things, maybe take away a few designs, maybe add a few new products. I'm going to work on that over the next couple weeks and have a brand new Lap Traffic store ready for you guys here in a couple weeks. Stickers, koozies, if you want one, just go to the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Fill out the contact page with your name and address. I will send you some for free. And don't forget, go to manscaped.com. Use code LAPPED, L-A-P-P-E-D, at checkout. Get 20% off. Like I said at the start of the show, they got some great products out there, so go check it out. I am one happy customer, that's for sure. So go check out manscaped.com. Use code LAPPED at checkout. All right, Lap Traffic Nation, joining me on the line for the weekly weather segment this week, you can follow him on Twitter at RaceWeather. It's Mr. Aaron Studwell. Sir, good evening. How are you?
Good evening, sir. I'm doing well, and yourself?
I am excellent, and I am excellent because we didn't have much of a reason to play the victors for college football. But there is damn sure reason to play the victors for some college basketball. Michigan on a tear, man, and they're playing tonight, 7 o'clock tip. I'm excited about that. Let's talk some Michigan basketball for a minute. So I got to tell you, and I get rankings really don't mean much as long as you're in the dance and you got a good seed and all that kind of stuff for that. But as far as I'm concerned, Michigan is the number one team in the country, even though they're ranked third, because Baylor and Gonzaga have played, I think, Fresno State Community College and Oklahoma Central and, you know, any other team that wouldn't even be considered. And Michigan has beaten top 10 team after top 10 team and putting on a dominant clinic. And so as far as I'm concerned, Michigan number one in the country.
Yeah, I think the good news, and I think you don't pay attention to rankings, so this will nicely surprise you. Michigan actually jumped to 2 over Baylor.
Woo! There we go. See, yep, you're right. I don't. Yes, I may or may not have placed a little bet on the Wolverines to cover the spread tonight against Illinois, and I'm pretty confident on that.
That would be 8 points. The simulations definitely have them going that way.
Yes.
Okay, here's your stat of the day.
Yes.
They have won their last 12 at home by an average of 18.
Yep. I'm confident. I'm good.
Yeah. I'd be good with the 8 as well.
Yeah. Now I'll tell you what, they're going to close out the season back-to-back games with MSU. MSU has turned up the dial a little bit as of late, either maybe not winning, but ruining some spreads out there. So I might be a little bit more reserved this weekend.
Well, yeah, you can be reserved in, but luckily the committee does not look at the ATS numbers.
No, that's true.
Against the spread for us, our non-betting audience.
That's true. Yes.
but you are right. They have turned it up a notch. They haven't necessarily been winning, but they've definitely made life difficult for other teams. And, you know, it's an in-state rivalry, and you know, this is the first time the Ohio State game, I guess that was a week and a half ago now.
Yes.
Was the first time that I've been, well, this year, 2021, because was nice to see everybody back. But first time in 2021 that I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm specifically going to put on the TV to tune on Michigan basketball. It has finally gotten to a point where the season's getting important.
Yep.
And the season's getting exciting.
Yes.
And they're doing well.
Yes. And what a great game that was, man. Well, what a great game. That was a great game. All right, man. Well, real quick, what'd you think of the racing this past weekend at Homestead?
I thought it was good. And I think I was listening to, Rudy, but somebody actually said, you know what, if you went in thinking this was going to be a bad race, you probably thought it was a bad race. Yeah, it was a bit of, you know, Byron kind of stunk up the show a little bit.
It wasn't expected of Byron to go in and stink up the show. So the fact he did that, the fact it was pretty good racing throughout. I mean, Chris Buescher winning a stage. Like, I mean, it wasn't the Kevin Harvick and Denny Hamlin show. So that alone, I think, would have, you know, impressed or at least turned some people. And Homestead's always been pretty good. So, yeah, I mean, I don't get that thought or that take. I thought it was fantastic.
Have that thought, but I think those are people who had the preformed opinion and prejudge and said, okay, Homestead, whatever.
Yeah,
but I really thought, and you made the point I was going to make, I thought the mid pack racing and even not even mid pack, but just through the field, was good.
Yeah.
I was impressed with Reddick.
Absolutely. Oh, I've been saying, I mean, there's not many things that I will call out, and I could still be wrong because he still doesn't have a cup win and all that, but. Man, I have been a Team Reddick fan for a long time. Xfinity Series days, and that started obviously with him coming on the show early on, with lap traffic, and just starting to follow his career more closely. I'm like, man, this guy's got something, and I've been saying it. He's going to be the rebuild guy for RCR, and. He has not disappointed. I will go out and make the bold ass prediction and say Tyler Reddick gets a win this year.
It is a bold ass prediction, but I would tend to agree with it. And I think this is what you need to do next. I think he needs some lap traffic mojo. You got to get him on the show.
Oh, I can get him. I would absolutely think I can get him back on the show. That probably would not be a problem. It's just a matter of getting a date lined
fit,
up.
You got to fit him in your crowded schedule. You've got your guests stacked up.
The season started off stacked, yes. I don't have anybody scheduled for next week, so who knows? Who knows? Maybe we'll see what happens. I like that.
Yeah, definitely. I got some ideas. We'll talk.
Excellent.
We'll talk.
All right, man, let's talk about, before we get to the weather, let's talk lap traffic fantasy in the meteorologist head-to-head battle. It was knotted up, but Brian Newdorf came out strong this week. He'll actually be on in a little bit. Not only did he beat you, but he beat the entire league this week with week high. Knotted it up. You guys are now 26th, 27th in the standings, 3 points apart.
I'm on top. I am on top.
For now.
Yes.
Oh, but man, yeah, Newdorf coming out strong.
He had as many points in the cup race as I had in both races combined.
That's still not as bad as me last week, who in a three-race weekend, truck, Xfinity, and cup, I picked up 23 points last week. That is an all-time.
I don't think I knew that.
I will bet nobody ever does worse than that. Like, I mean.
Well, I could try. You know, I wonder if you could do that if you tried.
It would be like hard.
I think that's like picking the losers in every single game on a bracket.
Right, and getting a payout on it. That's like playing, you know, a 20-spot Keno ticket and betting to not get any numbers and getting a payout because the odds of that are just so, you know, out there. So, yeah, no, it will be hard for somebody to actually make effort in their picks and do that because I tried.
So yeah, I'm watching the Xfinity race, and then all of a sudden I see Harrison Burton kind of coasting down the front stretch. I'm that's not good.
No, that'll
happen.
He
hadn't been running good all day, and like all of a sudden, like, 40th.
Yes. All right, man. Well, we're going out to Sin City. It's March.
We are? When?
I'm ready, man. Let's go. That's a track that, as many times as I've been to Vegas, I'm surprised I haven't been to.
I'm stunned. Yeah, I am stunned by that statement.
But the thing is, I haven't been to Vegas in quite some time. Like, there was a stretch where we went like every 2 years, and then that kind of faded because we...
COVID pandemics will do that.
That'll happen. And just the bang for your buck on an all-inclusive in the Caribbean is just so there. And it's like, you don't have that hangover effect when you come back, and you don't have I mean, that's what did it for us. It's like, man, we go to Vegas for 3 days, or we go to, you know, the Dominican Republic for 8 days. Let's do that. So
yeah, true.
But we'll see what happens. All right, man. What do we got? All three series Friday night with the trucks. How are we looking?
Now, I have written down mostly sunny, but by the time we get there, it'll be mostly clear. 72 for the high, 47 for the low. Kind of, gentle northeast winds, 5 to 10. But let's get going on for Saturday. Partly cloudy skies, 75 for the high, 50 for the low. Gentle southerly winds do pick up in the afternoon to 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts over 35.
Ooh, that could create some headwind.
Yeah, I've actually looked and have seen gusts up to 44 in some of the output. And I'm like, okay, you know what? I'll go generic gusts over 35. And if we go higher, we could be, it could impact the racing at some point. And then Sunday's going to be great. Sunny skies, cold front's going to pass through in the morning. 70 for the high, 41 for the morning low. Southeast winds, 4 to 8. You really can't dial up a better weekend to be in Vegas. I've been out there for the spring race when it's been cold and windy and you really just almost didn't want to be there.
Sure.
But for this case, highs in the 70s, you might want to hold on to your hat a little bit, but no chance of rain, looks great. And I think it's gonna be a great weekend of racing. I do like watching race at that track, and really I've been fortunate that I've actually worked some races there and then attended some races there, and I just love going there.
Excellent.
As a city and the track.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Wonderful. Well, that's fantastic. While Brian and Aaron may not have a need to be busy on social media this weekend because the weather is going to be so fantastic, make sure you still give them a follow. Brian at NASCAR_WXMAN and Aaron at Race Weather. Keep up to date with everything that's going on weather-wise all season long. Catch them here on rotation on the Lap Traffic Podcast. Sir, great to catch up with you. Look forward to talking to you in a couple weeks.
Sounds good. Can I throw one last promo in here?
Absolutely. Plug away.
Follow at EXO Consulting, EXO Consulting. You can also find it on the Race Weather page. We've got some exciting NASCAR things going on, really on the business side of NASCAR. And we've got some stuff going on the ARCA side as well. So give us a follow, give us some support, and watch for something exciting.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. All right, man. We'll catch you in a couple weeks.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Talk to you soon.
All right, Lap Traffic Nation, great to catch up with Aaron Studwell there. As always, go follow EXO Consulting. Who would have thought Aaron Studwell, who just finishes up his PhD in meteorology, doing PR things in NASCAR. Absolutely love it. All right, it is time for this week's Lucky Dog and Lap Down Picks. You guys know the drill. After the race, you can tweet your Lucky Dog and Lap Down Picks. I'll read them on the show. Or you can call the Wave Around hotline, 248-965-9538. And don't forget, the hotline is there for whatever you guys want, and I'll work whatever voicemail you leave into the show. That's for sure. All right. My lucky dog of the race weekend is definitely going to Michael McDowell and Tyler Reddick. How can it not? I mean, those guys are just turning it up a notch, and I love every single thing about it. My lap down, God, I really don't have one. I mean, I could find something, but I feel if you got to think about it, then it really isn't that bad. So I don't have a lap down this week. So let's get to your guys' tweeted lucky dog and lap down picks. Scott. At 1985, Wagner's Xfinity lucky dog, Myatt Snyder, first time winner. Scott's a lap down for the Xfinity race. Norik Gregson, poor guy, can write a book, 1,001 Ways to Have Bad Luck and Lose Your Race. Oh, I love that. Scott's Cup Picks, lucky dog, William Byron, second win on another Experience Matters track. Absolutely. Lap down, Denny Hamlin. You can only shoot yourself in the foot so many times before it affects the results. Let's see here. Brian at Stormin B81, lucky dog, Willie B. What a win. And starting the season with two first-time winners and a second-time winner. Lap down this crummy package. Xfinity put on a great show again. A blah race with a little action for the Cup guys. Jess at Iowa NASCAR fans, a lucky dog. Byron had a complete race from starting in the back. Lap down Buescher, hell of a start but bad finish. Had a bad restart midway through, couldn't recover. Let's see here. Jay Bev, 1789, lucky dog, the fans. Between the new schedule, surprise winners, front runners, solid racing in all three series. 21 is off to hell of a start. Hell yeah. A lap down has to be Noah Gregson this weekend. Awful, awful luck. What a way to lose a race. CJ at CJ LaPearl, 24, lucky dog, Willie B. He and Rudy are off to are off and running after two bad starts. Lap down Chris Buescher, overperformed the first half of the race, faded all the way to the back, P19 to end the race. Colby at KG61, lucky dog, Homestead. I don't think it's possible to put on a bad race at that track. I'm with you there, man. Lap down Toyotas. I hope they didn't put all their eggs into the mile and a half package and this to be the result. And Mick at GoDucks42_Mick, lucky dog McDowell, three top tens in three races. Didn't see that coming. I'm with you. A lap down Blaney, three races, zero top ten, sitting 24th in points. Big hole to start the season. Kevin at The Haunt Is Truth, lucky dog McDowell, no doubt. Lap down Matty D, yikes. Yeah, man, Matt D. I had high hopes, and I know we're early, so I've got hopes as well that Matty D can turn it around. And to close it out, Eddie at Eddie_EG3's lucky dog Riddick with a nice rally late in the race from the high line to finish second. Lap down Noah. Bad breaks continue at Homestead. Wow. All right. Those are your tweeted responses. Let's get to your calls on the Wave Around Hotline.
Hi, Brandon. It's Matt at Camper News Net. I'm calling in for my lucky dog and lap down picks for post Homestead Miami. And wow, who would have thought that we would have had three unexpected winners in the first three races of the year? Michael Madell at the Daytona 500, Christopher Bell at the Daytona World Course, and now Homestead Miami. Add William Byron to that list, and I anticipate it's going to be one exciting year in the Cup Series. I think we're going to have potentially a situation where we may be close to having maybe even, I was thinking potentially maybe 10, 11, 12 winners this year. There may be more than that at the rate we're going with the Cup Series this year so far. And I'm really looking forward to more races come and hopefully more winners. But anyway, on that note, couple of lucky dogs this week. First of all, William Byron, second career win in the Cup Series coming at Homestead Miami. Last year, of course, regular season finale at Daytona. And, you know, it's really unexpected. I'm very surprised that, you know, we have three different winners and three unexpected winners so far this year in the first three races. And my other lucky dog is going to go to Tyler Reddick. Career best finish, second place, and he had an incredible day And, you know, I think he's going to have a tremendous year potentially in the Cup Series. So no lockdowns this week. And anyway, with that, enjoy your week as always, Brandon. Laugh Track Nation. I'll talk to you next weekend after the first race of what is the semi-West Coast swing at Las Vegas. So talk to you then. Take care, Brandon. Bye.
Ah, Matt, thank you so much for calling in. Listen, so I talked about a little bit earlier during my Cup review there about the potential winners out there. I mean, it's amazing. I love the fact we got three winners, three races, three different style of tracks, three more than likely unique winners in terms of who's won so far this year. You know, now that we get to the nitty gritty, the intermediates, the mile and a half, the 2 miles, I hope that momentum, that pace can keep up with new winners and different drivers. But, you know, something tells me eventually we're going to hit that stretch to where it's going to be some repeat winners, whether it's Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano, Brad Keselowski, Kevin Harvick. You know, those guys are going to start to pick up their multiple wins. So I hope this trend of different winners lasts longer than expected. That's for sure. All right, let's get to the next call on the Wave Around Hotline.
Hey, Brandon, this is Carson at Carson Hagland. For a lap down and lucky dog picks, this week my lap down pick is going to be Noah Gragson. My fantasy pick, I was looking to have a good day. Was it like 3 laps to go? He gets wrecked. Horrible ending to him. Looking to be a really good finish. And then my lucky dog is going to have to go to William Byron. Really did not expect him to win. And he did really, really, really good at the end of the race. Very surprising. And I'm also going to give it to Michael McDowell, finishing 6th at a mile and a half. Very impressive. See you later.
Hey, Carson, thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate it. Yeah, man. I mean, Lap Traffic Fantasy, it is a grind out there. So many comments of how bad people are doing. Haven't really heard from those that are doing well in the league. I'm doing bad. Some others out there, you know, talking about being in the top 50. It's definitely a grind out there in the Lap Traffic Fantasy League. Thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate you. Let's keep things rolling on the hotline.
Hey, Brandon, John Warrington at Racing_64. Hey, Homestead was great. I loved it. I don't know if I'm still in the minority here, but I love the fact that Homestead is not the final race of the year, because I always felt that it being the final race of the year, championship always overshadowed the actual great race that was going on. So I love Homestead where it's at. Lap downs. I got a couple I could do. I could say my fantasy picks because they decided to tank again this week, but I'm going to give it to David Starr. Come on, man. Get out of the way. You got a tire going down. Don't run up in front of the leader. Chris Buescher. It was a great first half of the race for them. He kind of lost it once the sun came down, but it was cool seeing him go up and take the lead, win a stage. I think he almost won the second stage too, so that was great to see. Off to Vegas where we get to see some trucks again. Later.
Hey, John, great to hear from you, brother. Man, yeah, man, trucks. Let's give me some trucks. Yes, sir. I think Gregson was calling out Star earlier today from some people were mentioning out there on the radio land and all that kind of good stuff. Yeah, I mean, yeah, got to get out of a situation like that for sure. But yes, trucks, give me trucks. Cannot wait for Friday night. 9 o'clock Friday night, too. So you can get stuff done. You can get the wife out to dinner if you need to. All that good stuff to get back dialed up for some West Coast Friday night truck racing. Absolutely. All right, let's close this thing out. You know who it is. It's the voice of the Wave Around Hotline.
What's going on, Lap Traffic Nation? Voice of the Wave Around Hotline at Racing Camp, calling in post Homestead. Almost forgot to call in. Almost a lap down this week. I'm going to start off by saying my lap down is going to be Mr. Matt DiBenedetto, who, while these drivers who you don't expect to win or get into the playoffs on points, whatever category you want to categorize the three winners we have this year, are taking spots away from people like him and Eric Almirola
and all those other drivers that are bubble drivers and just kind of back their way into the playoffs a little bit this year. It's going to be really fun, and dare I start saying that P-word, playoffs, even though we're only three races in. I'm just saying. Brandon, I hope we get 17 winners, because that'll be the lap down for the next decade if that's the case. Overall, a fantastic race at Miami. Easily the best mile-and-a-half track that we go through. It's really not even that close. The unique shape to it, none of the dog leg, quad leg crap that most of the mile-and-a-half have, along with the tire fall off. It almost always puts on a good race. It really don't matter the package as much. But more of the status quo this week. I don't think you'll see any surprise or long-shot winners. You'll probably see the usual contenders up at the front this week, but I don't know, 2021, it's been full of surprises so far. I'm looking forward to it. William Byron and that beautiful number 24, it's all the Chevy. God, what a gorgeous feat. He's going to be my lucky dog for the week. Have a good week, man. Haley.
Mr. Andrew Cantian, thank you for calling in. Yeah, you bring up a really good point in terms of some of these guys, you know, and I'm going to look at Michael McDowell exclusively here, who you guys heard from a little while ago. You know, when we look at what is considered in, out, playoffs, locked in, all that, you know, I get why the broadcast says locked in, right? Because what's the realistic chance of, you know, 17 winners so that one guy doesn't make it in with that win? That's why you'll hear me, you hear PETM go off on these tangents about that, just because it's not the reality. It's a probability, not the reality of things in terms of win and you're in. That ends up being the likelihood of things, but it's not necessarily the end all be all. So all that said, you know, who are guys like Michael McDowell taking playoff spots away from, you know, and Cantian brought up a great point there in terms of, you know, Eric Almirola, Matt DiBenedetto, these could be our bubble drivers that if there's more wins than what we're used to seeing and more guys having to race in on points towards the bottom there of the playoff grid, then that's really going to shake things up. It's really going to make things interesting. If, for example, Michael McDowell is not able to stay above that 16th point, standing line there. So if he drops to 17th, 18th, you know, at that point now, who are we taking and knocking out from points and letting the guys with the wins get in? And that's what's going to be interesting down the road. And that's why this could be very fun, very exciting. You know, you guys have heard me, and I'm really going on a tangent here. I normally don't do this when I'm closing out the Wave Around Hotline and Lucky Dog segment, but I think it's fun to talk about, and it's just points to bring up is that, you know, I think 16 is too many. I think 12 would be perfect, which is what we have for Xfinity. I think 12 would be perfect for Cup. I think 8 would be good for Xfinity. And I loved 8 in the Truck Series. I thought that was the perfect amount based on your competitive teams. Now, Jeff Striegel and I talked about that at length last year. And, you know, Jeff made a great point. It's all about, hey, if you can sell to a sponsor, you're a playoff team, that makes, you know, that means something to, you know, advertisers and investors and sponsors and all that good stuff. I get the capital side of it. I really do. And I'm 100% okay with that. But the other part, the fan in me, is like, yeah, but the competitive side would be even greater in terms of the level of competition if we had 12 guys fighting for playoff spots in the Cup. Because, you know, hey, every once in a while, sure, do we get that person that's sitting 12 to 16 that maybe makes it to the round of 12? Or, I'm sorry, 13 to 16? Absolutely. But, you know, how much further are those guys getting? So if we had it set at 12, man, that competition would be unbelievable. So, all right, that was my hard left turn to wrap up the Lucky Dog and Lap Down segment this week. So let's keep things rolling. Man, thank you guys. You guys did awesome this week with the tweets, the calls. I love it. Keep them coming. And can't wait for next week. All right, Lap Traffic Nation, it's time to close tonight's show out with a little Lap Traffic Fantasy. Just a reminder, get your picks in by 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Thursday. Keep the Twitter interaction up using the hashtag LTFantasy. 10 cup races to go with everything in between for segment one. And I'm very excited. Joining me on the line, making his debut on the Lap Traffic segment. You hear him every other week on the weather segment, but this guy knocked it out of the park with his picks this week.
Congratulations, Aaron Studwell.
Yeah, no, it's Mr. Brian Newdorf. What's going on, man? How are you?
I didn't even know this segment existed. No.
Listen, you know what it is you have found the loophole on how to get on the show every week, because you got the weather segment every other week, and if you score week high the opposite week, you've just gotten yourself on the show every week. So
yeah, not last season, but the season before, I think Aaron got on with like five straight.
Yeah,
you know?
Oh yeah, he, well,
it was just
because at that point I was doing, if you were leading the series, got to call in, and then I switched it up just to kind of get some new voices and all that, with whoever scores week high has the option to come on. So welcome to the fantasy segment, man.
Good. And you know what? You forced me to get my picks in extremely early. For those of those who don't know, I am the thorn, the bane to his existence in fantasy.
Rusty and Sherwin have changed that. You were last year. Rusty and Sherwin, I literally text at like 4:45 on Thursday. Dudes, I need your picks. So you're not as bad as Rusty and Sherwin are over at PETN.
Yes, but I have an entire season of consistency that they have to beat. So that's the true. Bar is set extremely high or low in this situation.
Matt, well, nice job. 97 points. Haley, Byron, well better than my 63 points with Dinger and Kyle Busch.
It's like I purposely picked opposite of you. It's just
it's a true statement. That is for sure. Did you get to watch any racing this weekend?
I actually did.
Awesome.
It was good. It was good. I mean, it was good to see some of those guys up there. I mean, I came in late. I've been, for those of who I, with my different, I'm not in television from back in the days in the past, but so I do shift work. And so I've been on midnight shifts, so overnight shifts. So, you know, I woke up like halfway through the race and then kind of turned it on and watched and got the second half. That's how I pretty much watch most races anymore. It's like, oh, hey, I think the race is almost done. Let's turn it on. So,
right. Hey, that's all right. All right, Lap Traffic Nation, here are your top 10 3 weeks into the season. Jess Rowe sitting up top, 324. The MOATF podcast, after 1 week of glory in the first seed there, has slipped to second with 312. Robert Riggs in third with 303. Fred LeClaire in fourth with 294. David Mullins in fifth with 293. Pete Kervin in sixth with 288. CJ Wolliver from Fox has slipped down to seventh with 276. Greg Whited and Michael Mason are tied in eighth with 275. John Entwistle all the way from the land down under in Australia, coming in at ninth with 272. And Eric Sauter wraps out our top 10 with 271. Newdorf, man, you are the lone person to have scored multiple bonus points. You picked not only the race winner and got week high, so you were sitting up top the bonus points as well. You
That's
got two
good.
Bonus points that could carry over for you in the playoffs. Brett Morris,
<That's funny>.
Marcus Hearns, and Mick Rose all have one bonus point so far. So, man, you're coming out of the gate.
I just want to beat Aaron, and I'm not even doing that right now.
Well,
so.
You're 3 points away from that, that's for sure. Yeah. But this week's picks could change it all. The perfect lead-in.
I'm just going to interrupt you, but I'm just saying, I'm just keeping up with what NASCAR's doing. The most unlikely person you could think of is winning. So, you know, there you go.
I love it. Well, sir, are you ready to make your picks for this week?
Yeah, actually.
All right.
I think I know who I picked. I know the two. I know two drivers. You may have to pull up my email and look at my truck. I just.
All right. Well,
I know exactly who I picked. Yes.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's start with the truck series, sir. Let's get your pick for Las Vegas Friday night in the trucks. Who are you going with?
Well, again, I'm going to tell people, I'm probably, when it comes to my NASCAR fandom, I don't have a lot of time to focus on the other slower tiers. It's nothing against those races. I enjoy them when I've gotten a chance to see them. but it's just a time thing. And so a lot of times I don't know from, you know, week to week and, you know, what's going on. But I did go with Ryan Truex. My philosophy here, I'm going to get rid of my secrets. I look at where they're at in the standings, and I know that's hard with the trucks because they don't race all that much.
Yep.
But, you know, consistency is king outside of, you know, the random cup driver who may be racing in the truck. So, sure. You know, I like to look at that from that standpoint.
I like that. I am going to go with whoever is in the 98, whether it be Christian Eckes or Grant Enfinger. I haven't seen the entry list that's not out yet, but Thor.
Yeah, well, then watch it. I'm probably, if I might change it. Can I still change it?
As long as it's before Thursday, 5 o'clock, you can change it. Yes.
For the entry list, only for the entry list aspect. I'm guessing he's there, so you know, that's a good call. But yes. this is unusual. This is way early.
It is early. Yes. Over to the Xfinity series, sir. Who are you going with?
I'm going with Burton.
Burton. Would that be Jeb or Harrison Burton?
Jeb Burton.
Jeb Burton. All right. I'm going to go with Noah Gregson to get a little revenge on the mishap from this past week in the Xfinity Series. And we will close it up with the Cup Series, sir. Who are you going with?
Well, I made a last-minute decision, and yes. I'm not planning on sticking with this. So I've been to a couple Vegas races, and I've seen Keselowski win there a couple times. And he's one of those two that I've been watching over the last weeks that seem to be doing pretty well. I think he's got a chance, and this seems like a track that he could do well. But then at the last minute, changed my mind. Like, you know, well, I think when you said you had 20 minutes. Yeah. No, before you called me, it was like 40.
Yeah.
But anyway, no.
that is true, too.
I decided after watching a little bit, it was, I decided that I think Kyle, what better return for Kyle than to win at his home track? I feel like he's there after, especially last season, not winning except for near the end and stuff. And he's been really close. Even though he's not loved the car, it's there. I just think, I mean, maybe I'm rooting for a story, you know, so that's kind of what I'm thinking. Plus, I think we need to see a NASCAR regular win, but I'd love to see this trend going. I would love to see this parity. Some fans may not, but I don't have a dog in this fight. Well, as I said, no dog in this fight. Love to see the parity that we've been seeing, but I'm going to go with Kyle. I, you know, was impressed by Homestead. You know, they're similar, you know, intermediate tracks. So that's why I went with Kyle.
The solid pick. Good pick.
And it wasn't yours.
It was not mine. No, I am going to roll with. While he may not win, I'm going to get some points because I need points. Because I am 62nd in the standings. So I'm going with Brad Keselowski. I'm going with the safe pick to, you know, just get me. Man, I just need to nickel and dime away at like 40 points a race or something like that. So I'm going with Brad Keselowski. All right, sir. Well, great to have you on for the Lab Traffic Fantasy. Good luck this week. And, hey, you never know. This may become a thing if you keep up this trend.
Well, a broken clock is right twice a day.
There
That's
you go.
What I was going to
yes.
say. I'm
yes,
tired.
Sir.
I'm still waking up. I'm still waking up. So
I love it. All right, everybody, make sure you check out Mr. Brian Newdorf on Twitter at NASCAR_WXMAN. And catch you next week for the weather segment.
For weather forecast, not fantasy forecast.
There
okay,
you
there
go.
You go.
All right, man, we'll catch you next week.
Sounds good.
See ya. Lab Traffic Nation, I just realized 3 weeks. Or 3 races, 4th show of the season. I have forgotten to do the trends in Lap Traffic Fantasy. I don't know what's wrong with me. I've just been doing too much stuff, apparently. So look for the trends next week. Lap Traffic Nation, that is going to do it for episode 225 Lap Traffic Podcast. Go follow on Twitter at LapTrafficPC. Help me get to 250 followers. Go to manscaped.com. Use code LAPT at checkout. Big thanks to Michael McDowell, Brian Newdorf, Aaron Studwell. Go tune in tomorrow night to the Carnomaly 500 on Twitch. And I am going to have a huge bonus show on Friday to wrap that up. Don't get caught chasing the lucky dog. Make sure you tune in each and every week to the Lap Traffic Podcast. See ya!